Today, 8 days of our parikram was completed successfully without any troubles. Today, we visited Jaisalmer, Vanshivat, Rasasthali, Jamnapali, Govindev, Tankandi Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, all these places we visited today. Now the Vaishnavas will describe about these places. What did you discuss? You spoke, you asked Rasan and Prabhu. Krishna Devat Maharaj spoke. Krishna Prabhu about this summit.
Nowadays, deity doesn't worship them, and he's another deity of Shivalingam's father, Rani, Rasharanthali, what is the name? And he was worshipped by his father?
Shamaraj.
Then also, Sijayade Goswami has proposed in Deep Govinda a very beautiful song about Jesus Kabira, which I cannot remember, but Sri Krishna Yuge, Yamuna Tire, Vasati Mane, Vanamati. Then, along with Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu, dear associate, Prakrishwan Pandit, he has the title Sri Guru Goswami. At the end of his time, in this world, we need so much revelation from this beloved Ishwara. He went into unlimited pastimes, out of feeling of deep separation. At that time, his beloved disciple, Sujana Chanda, he was facing some difficulties in Purima Rana Kanta, official, they were giving him serious problems. At that time, he did not know what to do. Then, in anyone told him that your Guru Maharaj at present is not Guru of Guru, Param Guru, Professor Arjit is there. I will speak Gopal Guru. In that way, Gopal Guru is there. He does not know. Professor Arjit.
That your guru is guru. I have seen in that place. You go to that place, all your problems will be solved.
I'm going to go to the hospital. coming from the direction of the Vrindavan on the top of the
yes, saying. I think said that. How this temple is higher than our highest mosque. So this present deity, heaven deity, actually is because Muslims for that, it was taken away to Jaipur, Govind, Bhopal, Madan Mohan, Amadar, Radha Damodar, etc., Gokulana. All the deities were taken away to Jaipur. They are being served there. They are serving the, by the priests over there in Jaipur. Guru Goswami Pad, he wrote a very beautiful shloka regarding Govind Ji, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur also created one Bengali kirtan. He says these words. If you want to have a question of Guru Dev Ji, if you want to perform some Rang Vilas, some pastimes with Guru Dev Ji, then you should go to the dams of Yamuna. He is Govind Dev, he is Hari. Jigmang form, he is standing. He has a blue on his lips, a white smile on his lips, and a flute on his lips. And and he is Hari, that's why he is capturing all your heart, mind, soul. On earth, everything he is capturing. He will accept you, appoint you in his own service. So this is your punishing feature of Govind Dev Ji. Who will have the shun of Govind Dev Ji? If you have desire to live in the material world, then don't go to this world. Don't go to this place where Govind Dev Ji is residing. Don't go to have darshan of this deity. Why? Because as soon as you have darshan of this deity, then you will not be able to adapt to your household life. This is the glory of the Govind Dev Ji. Now Rupa Goswami, be merciful on us and let us have smurti of all those.
Happy Yogi Da, 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 Happy Yogi Thank you. Oh.
Muni Maharaj is going to sing Veer Sami.
Oh, Thank you.
To make your mind simple, if and if you want to, you have desire to know the pastimes of Krishna, then Jayadev is saying, you should read this by Padavali, this poetry. Listen. And really,
Jayadev,
this poetry, Gita Govind Mahaprabhuji used to hear, and he used to become so much absorbed in deep, deep emotion. The speech in which he sang this song, this is so deep, these moods that in assembly, it cannot be told. It is so deep, these emotions. But to enter into the rush, it is very important to know all these things. That's why I have defined Gita, and I have published that book, Gita. If you want to need to know more, you want to simplify your heart, that your heart should be. You should become qualified without qualification. Don't touch it.
Please.
Also into Gopeshwar Mahadev's possession. In Vrindavan, for entrance into Vrindavan, Gopeshwar Mahadev's order, his mercy is not there. Nobody can enter. Krishna and Gopis, he has given this boon to Shankarji. Now, Krishna Maharaj, in brief, he will tell some glories of Gopeshwar Mahadev.
Young,
No, from my respects to Nimiro Gurudev and his Lotus Feet. Thereafter, all the respected gentlemen and ladies present there, I also offer my appropriate respects in the morning, early today, performing our parikram and William Vrindavan. We visited the places we had in those places also. Now, by the order of Gurudev, again, to one of those Kathas of Gopesha Mahadev and Damsibat to speak a little about them. Just now, you heard. Janmali, Sri Krishna, although he is present in Vamsivat under Vamsivat 3, he is thinking in his heart that the emotions in Gopi's heart, this is very wonderful atmosphere present here. Everything is present here, simultaneously from south, very beautiful Malay breeze. Although there are some, it's going towards the north, towards the Himalaya, and towards the big bath and the snow pack, snow peak mountains there. Maybe it will become cool, but when it comes to Vrindavan, in the cool water offering Yamuna River, as soon as here she wonderful son of Krishna, this breeze cannot blow any longer. It becomes heat. Still, especially, it's like breeze made it. Now it's blowing very softly. Krishna is saying that he thinks of all the weathers. The sun, spring is present here. All the flowers which are blossoming usually in summer, but here the day, what is the flower which is blossoming day, it is blossoming at night. All the flowers of other weathers are blossoming now in the shadow of the autumn weather. Sri Krishna began to think, he also developed a desire that I want to take this grass. At this moment, in the east direction, the the horizon has become, that is, and it is looking like as if it has been cleared by the reddish gulab, the color by which they celebrate all the festivals. Now Krishna is thinking and meditating on Radhaji, he is remembering Radhaji, that her face is also just like this moon, rounded, and is also reddish, just like the hue of this eastern direction. Because Mahabhav personified, the embodiment of Mahabhav, praised that Mahabhav, he developed this desire. Along with that, all the Braj Gopis that there are, Sadhan says that all the Braj Gopis that there are, their desire also to meet Krishna. Krishna has given his word that in Sharadiras I will fulfill everyone's desire. Now, he has to taste their mood emotions. So that is why all the Braj Gopis, they are beautiful more than the other, each of every Gopi. Now, remembering those Gopis, this with the song which he played the Beed Mantri Seed Tantra string, and this, everyone became attracted with this good song, and all of them assembled there, attracted by this song. Not 1,000 million. All the universes that there are, all the Braj Gopis from all over the universes, they have assembled within a fraction of a second, they reach this place. Now everybody is surrounding him from all directions. Gopi, when they see Gopis, Krishna, he begins to joke and speak with them. Welcome, O most fortunate. O Prince of Peace. You never come out of the home. Now, not so far away, you have ran to this place. Is there some currency deposit on bread? What is the trouble? That you are welcome. Did you have some trouble reaching there? Looks like there's some calamity has befallen on bread. That's why you come in so many great numbers. Please order me. How can I serve you? If there is some trouble, I will try to solve it. If something else, please tell me. Gopis are looking at each other. Gopis are speaking. Question in my eyes. They are asking. Again, he's asking. Oh, Braj Gopis. In this dark, deep night, there are different types of wild animals, birds, such delicate girls, ladies as you. It's not a good place to reside for you. Go back to your home. Oh, Gopis, this is beautiful night. The full moon. Everybody, all the animals, they have forgotten any wild character that they have or remain here. Again, he's saying, oh, Gopis. Listen, try to understand one thing, that this girl, what is it like? Very sweet. And affecting each other. And this attraction, everything becomes bewildered. And you might forget. They can sacrifice their life, their soul, their wealth, whatever that they have. This you have given for your life, and the end, what is it? It is just criticism. You are getting criticism or violence or this enmity. Only this you get in the end of your life. And this world, nothing you get. Whatever you do good for others, only you get that. As you said, only you get criticism. A little mistake you do, so much you can be hit or chastised. But it is in Bhagavan's kingdom. Maybe a person, maybe very simple, or be very big offender. If suppose he comes to Bhagavan, take his shelter, then Bhagavan accepts him. He lifts him up. Oh, Gopis, that is why. Now, again, he began to think, oh, Gopis, maybe you should say, no. Otherwise, your father, mother, mother-in-law, the elderly son, husband, maybe they will search for you and come here. It's not proper for you to stay here. And then, this is your duty. Serve them. This is the supreme duty of a wife or a lady. Oh, Gopis, one thing more. There is one husband for the body. One husband is for the soul. This body relationship in which you have a husband of this body. And that is different from one which is the husband of the soul. But I am Krishna, the husband of the soul. I am Shikesh, the master of the senses. He performs bhakti towards me. And performing bhakti towards me, consider me as beloved. They are attached to this world just out of course. But believing me, this is my husband, that is husband, they are absorbed in worldly relationships. That's why I can have a relationship with my house, with my son. They are absorbed in material household relationships. What is the relationship between a wife and husband? Just a satisfaction of the lust. Very, very low emotion. Very, very no Krishna Aradhana. This is absolutely a harm. Again, he is a good wife who was destroyed is somebody else other than her husband. She is very fallen person and she is very irreligious, very improper. Maybe whatever husband lady gets to her, destroyed, sick or whatever, handicapped, anywhere, the wife should remain with her husband. And the Bhagavan is speaking again. He says, oh, Gopis, return now. You hear my katha? chance might be some. Remember me. Think about me. Whatever, you will be very close to me in this way. Like this, very close to me will not bring much pleasure. Like this is breathing. And the Rasa Shamsunda, Rasa Vilasi, who takes this Rasa, is speaking this contradictory words to Gopis. Now they are 1,000 million. 16,000 are their groups. Now the 16,000 groups of the Gopis, they are all different types of definitions. Madhya, Mukta, Pragalva, Veera, Adhira, Veera, all types of Gopis are present there. All these Gopis, now they are speaking according to their mood. They are saying, Madhya, Mukta, Hey Krishna, O Pranam, protect just like Narayan, except one who has not taken a shelter. You also accept us in your shelter, and they said such words. Mukha, they said, now, they are now forget they are speaking. Oh, Guru Thakur, you are our instructor. You have given us such high instruction. From whom we should worship us? Guru? Then, Bhagavan? Then? Only household. We are absorbed in house. Is there any day when we don't cook for our household members? Yes, sir. Let's first worship Guru and Bhagwan, then we will do something else. All the Gopis are speaking such words. But he is saying, oh Guru Thakur, now you have given us such high instructions. Now tell us. Pranapati, Deyapati, you have told us. How we should serve the husband of the body or the husband of the soul. The bodily relationship will finish. When I will die, he will hurt this body. Now there is no relationship. No frame with it. Now this husband of the soul, if we establish the relationship with you, then what is the fault in this? Like this, the Gopis are speaking such moves. Oh, Shambhu, sir. This flutes heart and stolen our heart and soul. Our senses have been stolen. How can we walk? Our feet are not ready to walk. If we strengthen our feet, then if we return our life to the senses, then we can start walking. If we have stolen everything, what can we do? We are helpless. Like the Gopis are speaking. In the name they said, oh Shamsundar, we don't want to accept us in your separation. We will leave our body and you perform your task as alone in the solitary place. Then he caught the Gopis by the hand and performed his Ras, road means Ras. Ras means facing the earth. To face the pleasures of the body and the pleasures of the emotions is not one and the same thing. He wants to face the bhav, the emotions, and the bhakti is not stationary. Stagnant. That time, Sadri, Sanchari, and Radichari, and other types of bhav that there are, the astonishing facts in that, he wants, that is called Ras. Bhagavan wants to raise that move, emotion within, residing deep in the heart of his devotees. That's what is called Bhakti Ras. All the Vrajgopis, they are present. He wants to take their moves, emotions, simultaneously, which is called Rasa Lila. When Krishna is performing such rasa, there is Mahadev. Very, very eager to have question of this Rasa Lila. And he said to Parvati Devi, oh Parvati Devi, I want to have darshan of Rasa Lila. How is it possible? Please tell me some method. Somewhere, go and take bath in Ramakund. He took bath there, came back, came up. Mahadevi is no longer Mahadevi. He has become a Gopi. She is wearing a sari and Parvati is very happy and now very beautifully she is decorated. Stay here, if the Ram is going to perform, you will see this for them. instrument, the Jagannath is performed, this song and dance has been played, Krishna is saying, somehow I'm not enjoying today. Somebody from outside has come find out, now the gopis are searching all around. They have never seen such gopis, they have never seen, never heard of the gopi caught by the hand. What is your name? Where have you come from? Which is your village? Who is your husband? Who is your father-in-law, mother-in-law? And so many questions they are asking. The God Masterji had not taught all these answers to all these things. Only she had told that you can go. Wear the sari and go. Now all these answers she doesn't have. And now he can't answer. You cannot even say immediately. They gave one slap. One slap on the left, one two slaps on the right cheek. Now they begin to cry. And begin to drag him away from this place. Don't hit the Krishna Koti. He just wanted to have darshan of your path, and that's why I made him into a gopi. That time, she took her to Krishna. You know what she's saying? And Krishna is smiling, saying, "Oh gopi, because of your love, please be happy with her. So that we can see your Leela. It's our responsibility that we should give this mercy. You know this, what to do." Krishna then, he made her sit in Ishan Kaun, southeast direction, and I respect you, your mood, your desire. Please sit in the Ishan Kaun. Whoever is qualified to enter into my pastimes, test his qualification and let him have entrance. That's why Yoga Maya is sitting at the ticket counter. You have to decide who has to come, who has not to come. You have to decide. Like this, he's sitting at the ticket counter. Some gopis are coming, some gopis cannot come. Afterwards, you will get this message. When they're very eager, very deep desire they have to enter, now you can go. Because they developed a very deep desire now. So now, Yoga Maya is distributing the entrance ticket, and as the gatekeeper, Professor Mahadev is sitting at the door. And this is the man, Professor Mahadev, who is saying,
I have been done.